From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Noelle King, and for David Brancaccio. Late yesterday, a grand jury in Baltimore indicted six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray, who died while in police custody. Protests that erupted after Gray's death sparked a conversation about poverty and unemployment in Baltimore's inner-city neighborhoods. There have been attempts to address the problem, including a big federal effort in the mid-90s. Baltimore was one of six U.S. cities that the Clinton administration designated as empowerment zone cities. It got $100 million in federal funds and tax breaks. The idea was to create jobs and train people for work. I traveled there earlier this month to look at the economic legacy. I met a 58-year-old nurse's assistant named Phyllis Young. 11 years ago, the federal funds provided her with a tuition grant to get certified as a nurse's assistant. She still remembers her graduation.
Oh, my God. I was just so happy and praising God and thanking the Lord for my dream to come true. I'm a people person, and I've always had jobs consoling people. I used to be a dental assistant for an oral surgeon. So, you know, people are nervous, like, when they come to the dentist. And, you know, I used to hold their hand and talk to them, and they used to send me flowers for appreciation.
She says the empowerment zone helped her toward a middle-class lifestyle. At the time, she was making $8 an hour, but she wanted to make $12. Today, she makes $17 an hour at Augsburg Lutheran, a nursing home.
It helped me to achieve the goals that I wanted to achieve. Like I said, I've been at my place of employment now for 15 years. That's a really good place to work for because they do incentive. Like this week is Nurses Week, and tomorrow we're having a big breakfast from 7:30 to 9.
So, a job she loves with some perks. The downside is that it's only part-time on the weekends, so she works a second full-time job that doesn't pay as much. She says that's just how the economy works today.
Most people have to work two jobs just to survive because your bills go up, but your paychecks stay the same.
And that's something she says she wants young people in Baltimore to understand. She was lucky to be part of that federal empowerment zone program, but nothing has been easy. And she says if you're willing to work...
You can always go to McDonald's. It may not be what you want, but you can start from the bottom and work your way up. You understand? At least it's a paycheck. Better than having $0. You can have a half a loaf of bread. It's better than no bread at all.